Blog Talk Radio.
Accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For the virtuous women, living the life the way God has intended, keeping the bodies on lock for marriage and caring. Gotta have a ring before you have it. I'm prepping for my virtuous ladies, waking up in the morning praying daily. You let your light shine when it's shady. Love, you keep your cool no matter what the day brings. Time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. Time to step up out the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say, I'm prepping for a virtuous living. It's time to rise far above the times we live.
Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, April 15, 2016. You can call in and talk with T.Y. Martin. Fans can call in at 516-387-1251 and keep up with this rising playwright, stage play, producer, and director. Call in and have an exclusive opportunity to talk with T.Y. He's always on social media responding. But this is a great time to be able to run this brother down, and we want to thank him for slowing down a little bit and keeping the fan base up on stuff. T.Y., hey, man, what's going on?
Season's greetings to you and yours. this is our season right here. Mine and
absolutely.
Yours.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good to be
absolutely.
Here again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to track you down. Man, you've been a busy brother. Just keeping up with you on Facebook is too much.
I'm not as busy as people think I am. I want to be busier.
Wow.
I want to be so. Right. I want to be so busy.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on, man. You got stuff coming up. You got a production coming up in June. That's why you down in Houston, huh?
Yes, my production is around June. It's June 11th. It's
okay.
In Houston, Texas. Yeah, it's gonna be. We haven't decided. We won't decide till like tomorrow. Which one is going to be? We probably going to do Miss Billingsley, a comedy, but we may go just stick to the inspirational, another inspirational stage play. We may do The Hem of His Garment, or we may do That's a Hit. That's a very spiritual and touching production. It has changed so many lives, my own, and a lot of other lives it has changed. Or we may do a production called, we just did in Cleveland, I'm sorry, Cleveland, you're talking about me, in Atlanta called Somebody Gotta Say Something. It's either going to be, it's going to be one of those two, one of those three productions. We won't know till tomorrow or Wednesday, solid, because it's so many shows that people want to see. So we're trying to get ready.
Since you mentioned Cleveland, they did something special for you in Cleveland, didn't they? What happened?
Oh, they always do something special for me to Cleveland. When I come to Cleveland, my friends take me. They take me all over everywhere, showing me what's new, what's torn down, what's built up, taking me out, feeding me and stuff, and the kids and stuff. It's just one big party every day. You know what I'm saying? They don't want me to leave. Cry when I have to leave. I cry. We just cry babies crying and stuff. Grown people crying and stuff. You know, they do a lot of different fun things for me. It's fun. I like going back. You know. But I can't stay there too long because I start thinking about the reason why I left. But family get crazy way. You leave, keep your stuff packed up. When you get there, keep your stuff packed.
Right.
My mother's like, "Where your stuff still?" My mother say, "Where your stuff still packed?" Because I said, "I don't know when I'm gonna be lit up out of here."
Got to. That's how you
say right,
family.
I say family. We say family because I stay packed.
Man, I ain't trying to tell you. I fully understand it. So you got some stuff going on. You're building a Houston fan base. How is that coming along right now?
It's sort of tough in a way because a lot of people, I lived here maybe 8 years ago. I just not lived here. I stayed here like 8 years ago to do a production, but I never did the production because when that winter storm, when that hurricane came through 8 years ago, it tore down 8 or 9 years ago. It tore down the place where I was supposed to have to play it. Tore the whole street down.
Yeah.
You know, the whole street showing the news. It was on the news, everything. But the fan base, it's kind of tough a little bit, but I'm tapping into the arts. I'm tapping into the art world, you know, theater, the actors, and tapping into the radio. So that's where you hit first, the radio personalities and the radio shows, and then tap into the different groups, actors and actors, Houston actors, you know, groups, West Coast type actors, whatever. I'm getting into different groups, you know, and learning, and people are starting. Some people know me, some people don't, you know. So it's kind of tough, but it's not really tough because it's starting to get a little easier because I'm working hard on it. You know, but I have people here that's helping me, you know, meet people, you know, the right people.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. I saw you starting to get darker already. You only been there a day.
I'm so black. I had to turn my, I am getting so, I'm so black. I look in the mirror, all I see is, I can't see my, I can't even see my teeth. I got to start brushing my teeth more. But I put a flashlight next to my face, so that's why I know that I'm in the mirror. Because I am getting dark here. I'm getting dark
man,
here in Texas.
It's nice, but it's dark.
I know it's that heat. The heat blows. The heat be blowing.
Man.
That's what it is. You know.
That's what you said last week. The heat
blows. Yeah, the heat blows. Yeah, heat
blowing.
The heat. You can see
so
it.
Let me ask you a question now. Let's get back into the 5 years of. Stories that people have sent you to create some of these stage plays. You've had a period of 5 years in doing this, and you produced like 13 life stories and transcripts.
Yeah,
how are fans being able to approach you? I know Facebook is one social media outlet, but how are they able to continue to approach you with stories, and how do you pick them?
Well, you know, first most people come to me well, I'm not saying most people, but a lot of people come to me from word of mouth that already know my work from all the years, the 17 years and the 60-some plays I've written and directed. And then you have people that are new that come there, are introduced to me through, you know, through their people. And I just say, hey, I go on social media and I let people know that I can write your story and bring your story to life. And they could, and I'll tell them what the story is going to do. I never heard the story before, but everybody's got a story. And
that's right.
I just said, hey, let me write your story and I can put it on stage and we could, you know, do this writer's agreement. And we could, you know, put the story on stage. I'll write it for you. You tell me your story from the beginning, middle, and the end. The beginning, the devastation, and the happy ending, or the whatever ending it is. And
right.
People have trusted, and so many people have trusted me with their story. Trusted me enough to tell me the deep, dark secrets they've been holding for so many years. The domestic violence, the molestation, the rape, the losing a family member, the infections or diseases, whatever they may have, or any type of story. It doesn't have to be a story of real life. It can be a story, a book you wrote that you want me to turn into a stage production, which is a lot harder. Not harder, but it's like, I'm sorry, not hard. Different. Production is going to be different than a book. And the book is going to be different than a movie. The movie is going to be different than the book, and the book is going to be different than the stage play. But it's all around the same thing. So people come to me and they trust me to write their life stories, and I give them all that there is that I have. You know, I listen to them, I take notes, I listen to them word for word, and I bring it to straight. And I have 100% success in writing some and being trusted to write some people's stories. And I'm happy about that.
I understand that. I'm gonna jump off of here for a second. You got this thing, breaking news alert. You got everybody buzzing on Facebook. Hey, were you just playing with us again? Oh, is there some breaking news that you want to share with us? I want to get it out there. Let's get it out there.
That's a lot of breaking news. That's a lot of breaking news. I'm going to be doing my own show emanating from you, from your your arsenal. I'm going to be doing my own show, the T.Y. Martin Show. We're going to be talking about comedy, talking about life story, religion, not religion, but inspirational stuff, religion or whatever, today's news, today's stories, comedy corner, different things that we're putting together for T.Y. Martin, for the T.Y. Martin Show. It's going to build a fan base, just going to be natural. We're not going to have to be scripted too much. It's going to be some script, but, you know, just natural. A reality show. It's going to be a reality show, talk show. T.Y. Martin,
okay.
The reality show. That's what you're going to call it.
it is a reality.
Yeah, reality show. It's going to be real talk. Like, real talk. No holds barred. You can't be no cussing and no nasty, none of that stuff. Just everyday stuff that people, that we're going to come up with and people are going to talk about and ask about. And, you know, just family. It's a family show. That's one thing.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The next thing is I'm working on a theater festival. It's going to be three different plays for the weekend, like two on Saturday and two on Sunday. So it's like, I'm sorry, four different shows. Well, three, now it's four. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday, four different shows. It's going to be a theater festival. It's called the Awareness,
right.
Theater Awareness Weekend. It's going to be this fall. So that's another thing coming up. And I'm excited about different people that I'm working with. Sabrina Wilson, actress, and my a personal assistant. She's going to be on tour with me. My friend Derek King's going to be on tour with me. Different ones are going to be on tour with me. Pastor Perry. Different ones. Different ones. I just want to shout out to them. Shout out to y'all. I don't know if y'all listen to the guy. Listen, that is. Y'all better be listening. But call y'all name for nothing. No. Different people I'm going to be having on my team. You know, I have my team already. That's been a blessing to me all this time. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about that news. That's just two things, two different things I told you. I didn't tell you everything, now.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to keep up because we definitely want the fan base to know what T.Y. Martin has planned down the pipeline, because we definitely want to be able to fly to Houston. I mean, it's not like Houston is not that far. It's straight down 20. It ain't like it's really
yeah.
far, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be. We're excited about the play that's coming in June. And then we're excited about, you know, some of the inspirational plays that you've been talking about. One thing that you said that's really important that I think everybody should know is that you're everything you're doing, it has nothing to do with religion in a sense. You don't you're embracing all cultures, all walks of life, in
all
order
people.
To bring all people.
Yes, I'm doing that. I don't want to single out people. Everybody in this world has issues, and some of the issues are the same issues that a black person has, a white person has, an Asian person has, different issues, but it's, you know, the stage, I bring it to the stage, and everybody can relate to it, no matter what culture, what race, what religion you are. Issues are issues, and everybody's got, like I say, everybody's got a story that needs to be told to help somebody else get through life situations.
Okay.
So
well, listen, everybody, you all are, we're listening to the T.Y. Martin Show live in Houston, Texas. You can call in at 516-387-1258. Join Atlanta Mix Radio online as well. We'll be streaming every day. We're streaming right now as we speak. The T.Y. Martin Show is going to be a very special feature for Mr. Martin himself. Keep up with this rising playwright, stage play producer and director, and we'll be keeping up with the show every week. We're gonna try to run them down for a few minutes. We truly appreciate our sponsors coming out and being able to support the WAMR family. Also, go to AtlantaMixRadio.com. Leave some comments. Follow us on Facebook as well. You'll be seeing a lot more of this man's vision coming, unfolding, and just follow him on Facebook as well. You can just go to Playwright T.Y. Martin on Facebook, and you can just keep up. Well, I don't think he sleeps, neither. But again, you guys can call in at 516-387-1251 if you got any questions. If you also want to personally set something up with him, you can always contact us either through the website or not. So we're going to jump back into the show. We're talking with T.Y. Martin again with the T.Y. Martin Show live from Houston, Texas. Welcome back, Mr. Martin. Wanted to give you a moment here. Let's talk about one thing you mentioned.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about you're going to be flying some particular actresses from Atlanta to join the cast. Any particular names that we should be looking for?
Sabrina Wilson is going to be coming. I'm looking at a few more that are able to. A couple more that are able to. I'll just say her name for now. But there are maybe three or four more that's going to be coming. Those are my people. I call them my heavy hitters. They understand.
Okay.
They understand me. I can look at them and not say nothing. And they know what to do. That kind of thing, you know. So I need people to look at.
I just like the thing you posted on Facebook about that look.
Yeah, that look. And it's not a mean look. It's just a look that I know you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I know you
absolutely
know what you know. You know, that kind of thing. And that's kind of thing.
All right.
There's a couple more I'm working on, you know.
Yeah, we got some callers in. Caller from 832. State your name if you have any questions for Mr. Martin.
Yeah, my name is Courtney. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. Yeah, and I was Brother T.Y. is in Houston. I just wanted to know where he was going to be putting the play on and when.
We are still deciding that right now. Which go to my Facebook page and invite me, anybody. Playwright T.Y. Martin, PLAYWRITE. Playwright, and then T.Y. Martin, and I'll give you the information by the end of we're not promoting it yet, by the end of tomorrow night. We'll know by tomorrow night or Thursday morning. So
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad to see somebody bringing some plays to Houston. You know, we've been starving for it down here. So,
I'm here.
Yeah, so I have
I'm
to
here.
Spread
you
the word.
You're ready.
Yeah, I have to spread the word over at my church, Brook Hollow Baptist Church.
Oh, you go there? Oh, that's a big, that's a mega.
Yeah,
that's a
mega.
Big
area. So, we spread the word over there, man. We're going to pack the house out. Y'all going to have to get some more seats for everybody else because we're going to pack the house out.
Okay, yeah, I may stop in there. I may go by there Sunday to meet everybody. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good
all
day.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you so much.
We got a caller from Atlanta, 678. Caller, state your name, and you have a question for Mr. Martin. You have a question? All right. Got some online folks. Gonna let that one pass through. Again, we're talking with T.Y. Martin, the T.Y. Martin Show, live from Houston, Texas. We want to thank everybody for calling in and listening in to the show. You can follow us on Facebook. You can also call in at 516-387-1251. We got a couple more questions, T.Y. One
yes.
quick thing about the inspirational. When you're looking at the play, now you said that this particular play might be Mrs. Billingsley, could be a comedy, or it could possibly. It's also a murder, so the murder comedy.
Yes.
How does that work?
It's just a comedy about a woman that she's a rich lady. She poisons her husband, wraps him up, put him in the basement, and then she started meeting other men online. She started meeting other gentlemen on internet dating sites. And when they say the word crazy, to her in a sentence after they went out and drunk, you know, at a party or whatever, she poisons them. Wrap up in a sheet, put them in the basement.
Oh, wow.
It's just called Miss Billingsley. I can't give the ending away, but it's a funny ending. It's a funny story. We toured that production in Atlanta, Chicago. All
right.
We were in Chicago for 3 months. So, last year. And we want to do it in Houston. We want to take it all over. It's a funny show. It's a family show. It's very funny. Kids love it. It's just hilarious.
You know what's so funny is that the brother that popped in out of Houston there, his church bigger than Cliff Low Dollar in Atlanta. Did he say 4,000 strong and you almost got saved right then?
So did I got double culture right there. I need to go to Sunday. What church was it?
We got to make sure we got his number anyway. We'll throw that back out to you.
I gotta be there. I'm in Sunday school now.
You better do it.
I'm gonna go. I know they got all the people. They got three services. I'm gonna be the first service, second service, and third service. I'll be there all day long. So hope they got dinner.
Hey, you might be able to one thing about the church, especially the black churches, once the church get behind you by word of mouth, you really don't need too much of anything. You got the church, the barbershop, and the beauty shop. That's social media in the black community.
That's really how a lot of people don't know. That's really how Tyler Perry started. That's how Tyler Perry got his like real start. You know, he started doing it alone, but then he accepted the help from another preacher in Atlanta. I can't think of the name of the preacher that helped him, and it got him on charge. That's how Tyler Perry got started, by doing mega churches, having people to believe in you. And I'm thankful that I have so many people that believe in me, believe in my work, that has been to my shows, that weren't able to come to my shows, but send me like real support. Different pastors, apostles that really give me, Apostle Stewart out of Virginia, Apostle Pastor Diedrich Perry in Atlanta, different ones, you know, have really given me spiritual advice, prayer, different things that really helped me out a lot.
it's a blessing when you have people who do believe in you. And then, you know, like we all, like I always want to let folks know, you know, when we've been talking the last several days and now a couple of weeks now, you know, it's amazing how your journey has started and how it's actually evolved, where it's touching lives of so many people.
Yes.
And it's so important that you are telling a person's story. Some people say people get married in order to have somebody tell the story to remember that person by. But you're doing even bigger by being able to allow them to vent out their life story. It's
You'll be amazed on how someone's story has, other people's story has changed so many lives so far in the last 5 years I've written shows. I did a show, a woman called from Hollywood, California, wanted me to do a show about her. She's a businesswoman, and she wanted me to write a story about her life, how it, she's successful now, but on her life, she was molested by her father and her stepfather, you know. So it was a, one of the hardest shows I've ever written, because I had to go into her, and I had to go into her mind. She had to, I had to take her back to when it happened and all this stuff. You know, it was called Hush, and it was so. I can remember we did like 2 years, maybe 2 years ago, and what happened was when she came in, flew in from Hollywood, and brought a lot of people with her, and the people in Atlanta, a lot of people, we had to shut the show down for like 15 minutes. We had to. It was like scene two. We had to keep the curtain closed for like 15 minutes. People were backstage crying, the actors. All through rehearsal we did that. And people in the audience was walking out, you know, getting to go into the lobby, coming back in. You know, we couldn't watch what really happened. It was so real on stage that it was amazing. Just to choreograph some of these scenes that happened in this show. But it was a very successful production. And they think about doing it again. They think about doing it again in September in Hollywood. So, and taking it to Hollywood in September. So, you know, I'm ready. You know, it was just tough. Sometimes it's tough to do, but it has to be done, because a lot of closure was unfolded because of that show. A lot of people came to me afterwards saying, I was abused, I was molested, I was, you know, tell my story. You know, different people come out. When they see other people are coming out, they come out and tell their story.
It's a cleansing, so that you know that you counted. So, you know, we really truly appreciate it, what you're doing, and we want to show you as much love as always. You're listening to the T.Y. Martin Show in the background. You're listening to Destiny Muhammad, who is a harpist out of California. You can find her on Facebook, Destiny Muhammad, as well. This is her song called Hope on the Horizon. I'm actually making sure that everybody knows that you can find her and you can buy her CD as well. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, you can always call in at 516-387-1251, and you can also contact T.Y. Martin at his Facebook page at Playwright T.Y. Martin. We're going to get out of here. And T.Y., we appreciate you. Stay some sunscreen on you so you won't be too black when we see you.
Yes. Too late now. That heat's blowing. I'm trying to stay inside.
Man, you can't do that. You got to get to the church
Sunday. I'm with my cowboy boots on. I'm in Houston.
Oh, you better stop it. All right, y'all, we're going to get out of here. We listen to Destiny Muhammad. We got T.Y. Martin's show.
Yes.
Tune in next week. We appreciate it, T.Y. Take care of yourself, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Auto Parts and Accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.